Is your mic working?
I don't know.
It is.
Is it? Working. Looks like it's working.
Is it? I don't think it's working.
The little needles are moving up and down.
I can't hear it.
Maybe your headphones aren't working.
Okay. You can hear it?
I can hear it.
I can hear it.
Now the headphones are too loud. They're
Turn yours down. You have little knobs on the side of yours. I don't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Hi, Loretta.
Hey. It's WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. It's Super Radio Maniac Fun. That's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for the next 28 minutes?
I have 5 songs I can play.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, really. I missed 2 radio shows in a row. One, I was in New York. The second, I was sick. I had this, like, bug that went around.
And then the third, you were mad at me and were holding a grudge against me, so you dropped me off and refused to get out of the car.
I did drop you off last week.
And refused to get out of
the
car,
I didn't refuse. I just didn't do it. I just wasn't interested in coming on the radio with you last week.
Yeah.
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 I said I have nothing else to say.
Well, you know what I was going to say? You know that WGXC Galaxy promo that we just heard?
I do know that WGXC.
I think it was a space lady. I think they might have fed those words into like the little talk box.
Really, Mom? Because I thought that was a real person talking. That's Yeah, I bet that's what that was.
I didn't think it was a real person. I just had an idea of how they did it. And it sounded like the little talk box. Remember when you went through a whole thing like that with your radio show?
Yeah, but how else would they have done that?
A million ways. They could have done it a million other ways.
How?
There are a lot of very creative musicians.
I mean, there's no female Stephen Hawking, so...
No, there's a lot of people around who know how to manipulate voices. The Magic Stranger. You ever hear his radio show? Do you think he really talks like that?
No, I don't.
This is the Magic Stranger.
But that's different. That was... You could tell the words were different. It wasn't like a steady flow of words. There were little breaks in between each one.
Yeah, I know. That. Yeah, I know. That's why I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I think it was a space lady.
Take your pick. Birdie, no. Calvin Harris, no. How to Destroy Angels, or The Civil Wars?
Birdie, is that all you've been listening to lately?
No. However, I didn't have time to go through the stuff I have been listening to lately because for some reason I couldn't get to my iPod. And so I couldn't see the songs I've been listening to lately.
Let's do Birdie.
All right, here's 1901 by Birdie. You want to talk about something while I'm doing this?
Talk about what?
I don't know. Something. Don't you have interests? Talk about Moby Dick. I don't know.
Should I talk about how I like to party by watching Mad Men and eating popcorn?
It's not working. Wait, is it working? Can you hear it? I can't hear
it. No, I can't hear it. I hear it a little bit. Maybe you need to turn it up.
It is up. It's not doing a thing. Wait, I think it's working.
We're so professional.
1901 by Birdie.
Thank you.
1901 by Birdie. What'd you think?
I liked it. I'm surprised it's not called Frozen. Wasn't that the word she was saying over and over again?
No, I think it's Forget. Maybe? I don't know.
I wasn't really paying close attention.
I never really paid close attention to that song. So anyway.
So you wanted me to talk about Moby Dick. So
no,
I was going to talk about how
that
I just read this book called In the Heart of the Sea. And it was about the whale ship Essex and how in 1820, a whale rammed into this boat and made it sink. And the sailors were on three little tiny whaleboats in the middle of the Pacific for 93 days. And they like died and ate each other.
Wow, that is a wonderful story by Karen
It's a really
Schomer.
Happy, heartwarming story. And then Herman Melville based Moby Dick on that actual real life story.
Well, that is lovely.
And then I watched a documentary, and then I met Nathaniel Philbrick in New York at a book signing, and he called me a Melville nerd. And
you are a Melville nerd.
I know.
You've read the book. You've watched documentaries on it. You have shirts that say Moby Dick on them.
I do have a Moby Dick t-shirt.
Your bag. You have two bags having to do with it.
I have a Moby Dick tote bag.
Your computer screen
background.
And then
I have a Melville House
tote
bag.
Used to be Moby Dick.
It's not anymore, though. Now it's a photo that you took.
Currently, your iPod lock screen is a picture of the Melville House.
In Pittsfield, I went there last summer.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a really exciting day for me.
Did you know that Herman Melville was against slavery?
No, how do you know?
Social studies. I thought of you as soon as they said the word Melville.
That is so exciting. I'm glad he was against slavery.
That just made you grin.
I know, it made
you
me really
that was
happy.
Like grinning loudly.
Remember how we said that the next time we got in a fight, we were going to think about something? What was it that we were going to think about?
I think you said that when I was 8.
No. It was something really fun that we did recently, and we were like, the next time we're in a fight, we have to think of this.
I don't think I said that. I think you said that.
I think you said it.
I don't think I said that.
Maybe it was something we did at Wildwood.
That
was it something we did at Wildwood?
That
oh, it was a restaurant
like
we went to that made me
sound
really
like
happy.
Something I would say.
Come on, think.
Maybe I said that.
Oh, I know what it was.
You needed to think of it next time you got mad at me. I wouldn't have said, next time we're in a fight, we need to think of it. That's not something I would have said.
It was jumping jacks in Schenectady.
Yeah, I said, next time you're really unrationally angry, you just need to think of that place. Which is very different from saying, next time we're in a fight, we need to think of something.
I don't think you use the word irrationally. And I don't think when I get mad at you, it's irrational. I think it's often like the very expected response that a parent would have.
You hit me with a pillow.
I did hit you with a pillow recently. I kind of wailed on you with it.
Yeah, that was rational.
You know what? I'm really sorry I did that.
I don't care that you hit me with a pillow, but
I hit your legs. It's not like I clobbered your head.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not like I have bruises. She just was. In my
tell
words,
them why
irrationally angry.
Tell them why I hit you with a pillow.
I don't remember why you hit me with a pillow. We've gotten like, hey, it's stopped.
What's
is
matter?
Your mic working?
Yeah, my mic's working. Are we on the air?
Stopped working. Yeah,
we're on the air.
Just stop for a second.
Okay, so tell them why I got frustrated with you
that day. See, it just did the thing. It cut out for a second.
You're totally changing the subject.
No, I'm serious. It cut out for a second.
Okay, now it's back. Tell them why I was mad at you.
I literally do not remember.
Okay, let's see. It was Saturday morning at 9:25. Why do you think I was mad at you?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Don't take it personally.
I was mad at you because you had said you were going to volunteer at Art Omai.
And I did.
Yeah, but you weren't. You were saying you wouldn't.
Because you had woken me up like 5 minutes ago and I didn't want to get up.
Oh, that was my fault for getting you up in time to get there when you'd made a commitment.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's to be expected that I'm going to be lazy 5 minutes after you've woken me up.
It's to be expected.
Think of jumping jacks.
When you make a commitment and tell people that you're going to be a volunteer at an art class, okay. That you get up.
Did you cut off my mic?
Yeah.
You only know what I want you to. Thank you.
Poison and Wine by the Civil Wars.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So what else do you want to talk about? The Star Wars movie?
Okay.
Spock was cute.
Zachary Quinto. He's awesome. I love him.
When was his birthday?
His birthday was on Sunday.
How did he celebrate?
I don't know because I do not live with him or stalk him.
Don't you think he's like on Twitter, like tweeting like birthday plans or anything?
Well, I wouldn't know because you took away my iPod, so I can't check Twitter.
I said I'm sorry.
Well, I can.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, but that does not change the fact that I cannot check Twitter without my iPod or computer.
Okay. So anyway, Zachary Quinto, he was really cute.
I love him. He's awesome.
Kirk, not into that guy.
I liked. It's doing the thing. See it.
It's not doing the thing to me.
I can't.
It's not. I don't hear it.
I think it's my headphones then. They keep cutting out.
Yeah, probably it's bad headphones.
Yeah, okay. I liked Chris Pine as Kirk. I didn't think he was attractive, but I still liked him as Kirk.
Mm.
He kind of played the part well, you know, a bit of an egomaniac, kind of really needs to be in charge, a little bit heroic, you know.
He's no William Shatner.
He's no William Shatner.
All I can say is that
he's definitely not William Shatner.
Mighty big.
Did you know that in the episode of Star Trek, The Trouble with Tribbles, there's a bit in that scene where he opens up a cabinet door and a stream of tribbles falls out of it.
Uh-huh. I kind of remember that. Yeah, I do kind of remember that
part. Well, apparently the crew dumped about twice as many tribbles on him as they needed to because none of them really liked William Shatner. And so they continued throwing tribbles on him through the hatch about a minute after they should have stopped.
You know,
because they did not like William Shatner.
That's kind of the equivalent of me hitting you with a pillow.
So
it's not a really like
threw tribbles at him.
It's not really like hurting.
But
anyone makes its point.
I think I would have been a lot more satisfied if I ended up with about 200 tribbles
in my
lap.
Next time I'm mad, I'm going to dump tribbles on you.
Okay, please do.
All right.
If anyone's wondering what we're talking about, there's an episode of Star Trek called The Trouble with Tribbles.
The original Star Trek from the 1960s that I watched when I was a kid.
You didn't watch it. You said the only one you even liked was The Trouble with Tribbles.
I watched it all the time.
Well, you said the only one you really liked was The Trouble with Tribbles.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite show, but we watched it all the time.
I think it's awesome. I love it. One of my favorite shows right now. I watch six shows right now, and it is one of those.
The old one is one of yours?
Yes.
There's only three seasons.
Yeah, I know. It's
great. I would love to watch some old. Are they all on Netflix?
Yeah, they are.
I want to watch some.
Okay.
I kind of want to go back to it.
Okay. So
I could sing the theme song, but that'd be awful for everybody.
It's kind of opera.
You.
It's a little bit opera.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Trouble with Tribbles, they get this pet. It's a tribble. It's like a little puffball, but
a little furry thing.
Yeah. It's like a little tiny cat.
Doesn't it make a little noise? A little.
No.
They don't make
purrs.
Any noise? Oh.
It purrs. It makes a little trilling noise. And you can, like, pet it. It doesn't have a face or, like, a head. It's just a puffball. And all you see is the fur. And they're really, really, really cute.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it'll, like, squirm over on a table. But mostly they sit still and purr.
And they, like, bring one from a planet onto the ship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it repopulates so quickly. Apparently, they're all female and they're all like born pregnant. So they just have tons and tons of children. And within about 3 days of having the tribble, the ship is populated with like 2,000 tribbles.
Yeah.
And so Kirk opens a hatch on the ship and just this mountain of tribbles falls on him. So he is like literally, there are tribbles up to his chin.
Yeah, that was totally like the episode that girls liked because it had these cute, fluffy little creatures
on it. They're so adorable.
I liked other episodes too, but
I like
that was my favorite.
I watched the first one. I really like the pilot episode. That one's great.
You know, mostly in
it's
Star
so
Trek.
It's so cool because it's really, it's just, it makes you so happy because of how old and cheesy and funny it is.
That's so wild because usually you hate things that are old.
Well, yeah, it's just, I don't know why. Most of old things annoy me because it's like bad effects and bad acting, but this just makes me so happy, and I don't know why.
It's those shirts with the little Enterprise thingy on
you
it.
You know, I think that is it.
The shirts are awesome, yeah. And they look like they're velour.
And also Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy was in the new movie.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I recognized him.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great. My thing about the new Star Trek movie was I said it was like, you know, like in the 80s or something, they made a TV show called like Baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Okay, because like I grew up watching Looney Tunes, but then they made this cheesy new show where all the Looney Tunes characters were babies. And to me, the new Star Wars movie was like baby Star Wars.
Star Trek?
I mean, Star Trek. It was like baby Star Trek Wars Star. Because they were like little puffy-cheeked versions of the 60s actors.
Hey now, hold on.
They were. They were little like cute puffy-cheeked versions.
You know, I would not call Zachary Quinto puffy-cheeked.
Well, he is cute.
He is cute. He's not puffy-cheeked. Though.
He was great. I loved him. But he's not supposed to cry. Why did that happen?
Because, like,
he's not supposed to cry.
His only emotion is Kirk, and Kirk... sorry, spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Yeah,
Kirk
this is
dies.
Like total spoiler.
He comes back to life, if that makes you feel better, but he does die, so...
You know, nowadays, they just kill people and bring them back. They didn't used to do that. They used to kill people, and death was death.
Supernatural.
Death was final.
Supernatural started this whole thing of bringing
yeah,
people.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, we'll kill them, and then we'll just bring them back.
That's Dean has died 106 times in the show Supernatural.
So,
don't get attached to him. I mean, you can if you want to, and you will, but just, like, if you start watching it, just realize that he will die.
And then Doctor Who.
Multiple times.
They just get rid of that guy, bring a new one in, like,
well,
every
I mean,
couple of years.
He regenerates.
Is that
actually
it?
Matt Smith is leaving. I think they're going to get a new doctor.
Are they still making it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, there's going to be an eighth season.
Wow.
You know what I don't understand about... Okay, so... Everyone knows the shows Supernatural from me and Doctor Who, probably because it's like famous, and Sherlock. Sherlock is this British show. It's based on, it's like a modern take on the Sherlock Holmes books. It's really good. They're 80 minutes each. It's a really good show. And so there's this really popular fandom, Super Whoolock. It's a combination of the three. Most people that like one of those shows likes all three of those shows, uh-huh. At least on Tumblr. That's my experience. And I just don't understand why those three shows, like, when did it start? Like, I could get why it would be Supernatural and Doctor Who. They both started in 2005. Or, like, Doctor Who and Sherlock, because
I have an idea, Loretta.
They're BBC, but I don't get why the three.
Hunks.
What?
They're all hunk shows.
Mom.
I'm sorry.
David Tennant is, he's cute, but he's not a hunk.
Well, they're all, like, guy. They're, like...
Okay, well, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah, that's just not true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what's his name who was in the Star Trek movie, who's
Benedict
also in
Cumberbatch.
Sherlock? He's a good-looking young man.
Mom, I... Okay.
This
is
just
wrong.
Totally
no,
embarrassing
this is,
now.
This is just wrong. I do not watch shows because of... See... The most common mistake is saying that I watch shows because the people in them are attractive. And that is just so off.
Really?
Yeah. I watch shows because they're really good shows. And explain Star Trek then.
The
old Star
one?
Trek series. Yeah, explain why I would watch that.
I mean, okay.
Explain it.
I'm not going to argue with you. I believe
okay.
that you do like good shows, and
I
just
watch
think that these
shows.
Guys happen to also be very good looking, and
I
that helps make the difference.
I watch shows because they're good shows. That does not mean that I can't appreciate that men in them are really good looking.
That's all I'm trying to say. All three of those shows kind of have guys as the star.
Yes.
And they're pretty good
all
looking.
All the people on them, they can appreciate it, but they're really good shows. They're some of the best shows ever. Okay. What else do I watch? I watch,
well,
American Horror Story.
There could be shows that you don't watch that are better.
No. There's American Horror Story. That doesn't have many attractive guys. That's got Zachary Quinto, but he's only in a few episodes.
My favorite shows are Mad Men, The Sopranos, and The Wire.
The Wire? Yeah. I haven't heard you talk about that one.
That was a HBO series for several years. Mm. Really good show.
Mm. Do you watch Boardwalk Empire? Is that just...
No, but I should. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
Can you look it up for me?
No, because I don't have my computer.
You've got my iPod right there, and it's got a Netflix app on it.
And also, we have 1 minute left.
Oh, you better take us out.
Here's Feel So Close by Calvin Harris.
Bye, Loretta.
Bye. See you guys next week, hopefully.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Mm. Wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Stopping us right now, I feel so close to you.